How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Solo Dolo episode number 5 of season 2 of Around the Loop. Now, you guys may wonder and be like, hey, Gio, you're a little late on the episode. Well,
I am.
and I do apologize for that. And there's multiple reasons, and I can sit here and list them all, but I'll name a couple. Well, one, I'm working my 9 to 5 job. Well, it's technically not 9 to 5, it's more like 4:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. type shit, you know what I'm saying? Depending on traveling, whether I gotta travel out to, I'm not gonna say the destinations, but I do travel pretty far for work, up to 2 hours, 2.5 hours, almost 3, and all on the same day. Get up in the crack of dawn, make sure that I gotta get out to the job site, whether I gotta drive out to, well, one of the spots is out in India, and I'm not gonna say exactly where. But I want to talk about that actually on that journey. And this is why I kind of delayed on the episode. Well, A, I almost. No, I'm not going to be dramatic. But, anyways, let's get into it. So, Monday, I'm on my way to India, right? And I'm taking the back roads I usually do to get out there. I don't mind taking the freeway, but if I can take the back roads, it's a little quicker. Honestly, little, it's more like 20 minutes fucking quicker. So, I do. I took the route. But I did pay attention the night before that we had some rain and it was really cold. Cold, rain equals frost, snow, ice. And for a lot of folks out here that have not driven in that kind of conditions, weren't really prepared. And it showed. It showed while I was driving. And I wish I can grab some of the dash cam footage from my car so I can show it to you guys. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll try to pull it out and put clips here and there. But it's funny and it's scary at the same time. Because I'm here laughing for inexperienced drivers. But also it's scary for being the inexperienced driver, never having to drive in these conditions, thinking that you can just use your regular city tires to be driving out. You just got to be careful how you're going. Some people are going 60, 80 miles an hour on the back roads. Take it down a notch. Take it down a notch. Go 50, go 60. I mean, there is a speed limit, which is 55, 50. So go the speed limit. There's a reason why. And as on my way there, I'm on my way there, and I'm getting to that point where I'm about to start dipping down the back road down the windy mountainside. And there was frost, black ice, snow. It's more like black ice covering the road. And just watching the cars trying to come up the little hill. And I mean, it's a little incline. Cars were swerving, swinging. It was fucking nuts. Almost had one actually hit me. And I'm here going really slow. Had it in low gear on the Camry. Had it in low because it's automatic. So I dropped down to second, even to low. So it's just, all engine going down, brake too slowly. Because I was pressing the brake, and at one point, I'm not even playing. I felt the brake lock up a little bit, and I was like, oh shit. Being front wheel drive, it's not safe. So, word of advice, you guys, make sure you check the roads. Honestly, I should have took the freeway. Would have been safer, but God was in my with me and I'm good. So there we go. And that was a fun trip seeing the temperature drop from 30, 35 degrees in the morning to up to like 15 degrees. Like it was crazy, but it's an elevation change driving through the back roads. And so that was Monday. Tuesday, same thing, going back out there, but the roads at that point cleared up a little more. So it was a lot safer. Same thing, went out there, did my dang, came back, and we're good. And, there's been some events going on. And one of the events I wanted to cover with you guys were and it hit me a little differently. It hit me a little hard on this one, and I do want to talk to you guys on it on a personal level. And that was with the comedian that just recently passed away. Rest in peace, Ken Flores. And my condolences go out to your family, your loved ones, and all your friends, and all your fans and then the community that supported you. And the reason I want to touch a little bit more about this, because honestly, now that I'm sitting here reminiscing about it, I want to reminisce to a Marine that's in the Kingdom of Heaven now, in the pearly gates up there. And his name was Christian Honey. Phenomenal character, honestly, phenomenal Marine for the short time that I knew him. And I do want to talk about him a little bit and how this ties in with comedy. You know, he was a corporal in the United States Marine Corps, and, you know, it was just, unfortunately, he lost his battles. And everybody has battles with their demons. So also make sure you reach out to your friends, your loved ones, your folks, if you're ever feeling some type of way. Or also make sure you guys check on your loved ones and your friends. Make sure you really pull them to the side and check on them. Sometimes they say they're good, but really check on them. So talking about Christian here, he started doing comedy when he came back from his deployment. He deployed out, came back and started doing comedy and really started getting into it, stand-up comedy. And his dream was to pursue it. And I've seen some of his clips and stuff and really wish I had the time to go out there and see him perform live. And just, you know, a great soul that I wanted to shine some light on as well. And then, you know, also want to talk about a little bit about Ken Flores for you guys that have heard of him, that have not heard of him. This man here. And then the reason I want to talk about him, because you guys may wonder, like, oh, well, Gio, a lot of people pass away all the time, but why him? Well, I'm going to speak about it, right? And the reason is, Ken Flores taught me that, you know, we're about the same age, roughly about the same age, a couple months older, a year older. But he, too, started from nothing and believed in himself and kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And honestly, I can relate to that heavily because I'm pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and believing in it. You know, maybe your city, maybe your place, maybe your folks, maybe your people might not see it right away, but you will shine. You just got to continue to push for it. And he showed me that, you know, the dedication and motivation behind your craft, being on top of it, you know, being that joy of light to the world. And also another thing, you know, talking about, you know, I really don't touch into religion too much, but it's good to believe in something and you're in a higher power. And everybody has their own faith, whether it's any religion or if it's not even a religion at all. But having the belief in something higher really does help. And, you know, if you had a chance, do your quick prayer to whoever you pray to and just know you'll be guided in the right direction. And that's something that Ken also, you know, touched on that was the faith with talking about religion as well. And for the folks out there, you know, make sure you reach out to your loved ones, take pictures, take a lot of pictures, honestly. And that's something I wanted to talk about too, was taking pictures. Honestly, I regret that heavily, that I didn't take enough pictures while I was in the service, while I was younger. And I wish I did. Really wish I did. Wish I would have took more videos, more some goofy ass Snapchats. And I have some saved. I have some, but I lost a lot. All those memories. So precious. And now, unfortunately, they're just memories that live in my head. And I wish I can print those out. I wish there was a printer out there, you guys. Don't you guys all wish there was a printer that you can just print out those precious memories you had with your loved ones, the ones that are no longer here? We all do. We all wish that. And it's a little touchy on the subject, but it's something that, you know, needs to be talked about. And I know my episodes have been drifting here and there and have been all over the place, but this one, you know, it's a little slightly different, getting back into who I am. And I forget that sometimes, just been so caught up with the moment. And you guys have been watching me grow, and it's been such a fucking journey. It really has been. And I'm just grateful for the Lord for letting me see another day, letting me meet new people, letting me do interviews. All the opportunities that have been opening up, I would have never imagined. The artists, the people, the talent. Like, I want you guys to take a moment to realize, like, me, myself, and I did it. I kept pushing and pushing, and I'm making it happen, guys. But I do have the love and support from my love bug, from my family, from my friends. And honestly, talking about family, I got some new family members, some new brothers and shit that, you know, I've been told blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than family, or some bullshit like that. But you know what? Family is how you make of it. And that's the truth. That's the honest truth. Family is what you make of it. And no hate to anybody. Whether, you know, you start meeting new people, don't think that you have to be tied down. Oh, well, I gotta stay. If you know, you got certain people in your family that aren't treating you right, it's okay to disassociate yourself away from them. Don't have to be around them no more. You have to learn how to grow. Sometimes I talk about this as coming from a point that I'm still hurt, you know? And I'm open about it. I'm still hurting. But to this day, you know, I'm getting around it. Getting around it. And for the folks out there that are dealing with the same situation, it's hard. It's very hard, especially when it's, you know, your family members. But you also got to learn how to put your foot down one day and go your own path. And it's okay. And I want to take the moment to reiterate on the comedians and taking pictures and all that. Because in a life moment, things happen. Things happen. Accidents happen. And talk about accidents, actually. I'm not sure if I spoke about it in the last solo episode, but if I did and I didn't, I'm gonna touch on it. And that being is, it was shout out to my boy Tim. It was his birthday. And we decided to celebrate his birthday on the weekend. Just easier for us workmen. And future episodes actually going to come out with me and Tim. And hopefully I can get my buddy Dylan on there. And we're going to talk about what the fuck is low voltage. And that's going to be the title of the episode. For all you folks that wonder what we actually do, we're going to describe it to him. Maybe it'll motivate you guys to jump into the field. Because we need a lot of more technicians in there. And trust me, it's kind of like, hey, I'm gonna put it like a sales pitch out there. If you really want to be like the Avatar, like the last Airbender, be the master of all four elements, all four main elements, well, this is your chance. Hop in. I mean, you can go to school for it if you want, or you can do hands-on training, depending how fast you want to learn, how bad you want it. To each their own. Some people need to be hands-on, some people need to go to class. I'm not hating on people that do that. But some people are ready just to get it on. So go get it. And we'll be talking about that. But anyways, the situation with Tim. So I'm with Tim. It was me, Tim, my lady, his wife, and we were driving in the Genesis. And I'm on my way on the 215. Yeah, 15 to the 215, going up the 15 still. Anyways, there's a split there in Temecula before it gets to Temecula and Marietta. The little split right there. And as I'm driving, there's a semi on my far right lane. And all of a sudden, I see a tire smoking, right? Me being a prior truck driver, like I knew if you don't pull over so like fast enough, that shit's gonna blow out and you're gonna flip. You're gonna crash. That's exactly what happened. When I noticed that smoke, I started speeding up. And I started speeding up like it was just out of attention. Like my soul told me to do it. So I started speeding up. And the moment I did that, I swear on y'all, the semi fucking just veers right in front of me, almost by, like, I'm talking about 2 feet. We could feel the wind, the force of the semi just being whiplash across the intersection right there, almost hitting us as well. And my condolences and prayers go out to the ones that were affected in the accident, because that was something out of like Final Destination, shit you not. So And I thank the Lord that we were okay, we're safe. And you know, like I said, anything can happen in a moment. So make sure you guys wear your seatbelts. You know, seatbelts will save your life. So enough about that. More jumping into the week. So I wanna, you know, more talk about what's going on, right? And well, what's going on with me? Well, folks, there's gonna be a couple new interviews coming up. I just tied down with a couple more artists. I'll talk about the interview I just recently did last night and how that episode is going to drop in 2 weeks. I'm also going to be talking about the episode that's going to be dropping out this Monday. So stay tuned for that. We'll get into it. So let's talk about the episode that's going to be dropping out Monday. I'm going to be dropping the episode Monday for Velour, our interview with me and Velour. And that interview went really well. Loved it. It was great. And you guys will have the opportunity to actually see in the video how the lady kept interrupting. And I'll see if I can do a count. And we'll go from there. But anywho, also want to do an apology to Eating Oceanside. I do apologize to you, sir. The video will be out shortly. I promise I'm working on that. And I just, you know, I'm learning on mistakes and stuff like that. I'm learning that it's actually a little harder to throw the audio file on top of the video. So, you know, pro tip, if you guys are paying attention, connect the microphone to your phone and just use that. And then just extract the audio from the video. That's how, hey, just saying, if you guys heard it, you heard it here on Around the Loop Podcast. It's just a tip of advice for all the folks that are actually paying attention. And jumping into yesterday's episode. So yesterday's episode was actually pretty dope. And I talk about that because it was an opportunity that I got to meet Too Much Finesse with three S's. And it's actually my second interaction with this gentleman. Got to meet down at the Oceanside Harbor. Let me talk about that. So that was yesterday. And I still, same thing, went all the way out to Indio. Shout out to me and my boy for going out there and busting the, you know, the day out. And coming back. And still getting ready, prepped, then heading out to Oceanside to meet up at the harbor. So I get to the harbor, get my bang energy. I'm out there, you know, you got to catch me. You'll catch me with always a peach mango bang. And if, you know, you want to show me some love and you want to know, get to know Gio better. Hey, I live off of two things in life. My two essential things is a fire-ass wax pen. It's got to be fire. And also a peach mango bang. That's all I really need. I don't even need to eat. Fuck, I need that. I need that. That's how I'm gonna live. So I get to Oceanside, I get to the harbor, and I forget how cold it is at the harbor. Man, it's cold. All the fucking seals and shit that are at the on the dock there, and it smells like shit. Fuck, these seals stink, man. These little stinky ass sea dogs, like stinky. But anyways, big boys, right? And you'll see that clip on the YouTube short. If you'll see it, you'll see about the big boy. And also been doing a little behind the scenes because I was encouraged to do it. So you'll be seeing a little behind the scenes on the Instagram. And that's where you're going to catch most of my content is actually on Instagram. So wanted to reach out to you guys as well. If you guys have any topics you want me to discuss about in the Solo Dolo episodes, like feel free, please, please, please DM me through Instagram at Around the Loop Podcast. For the folks that don't have an Instagram, well, I'm going to figure out a way to actually encourage to have you guys email me as well. But if you really want to contact me at Around the Loop Podcast on Instagram, blue checkmark verified. So you guys know that it's me because that's who I am. And yeah, I definitely am open to you guys' recommendations, suggestions, and stuff like that. Let's go. Let's make it happen. If you guys want to collaborate, I'm also open to it. And talking about collaborations, I'm actually doing a collaboration podcast very shortly. And I'm going to be doing two, actually, down in the future. And one, particularly, I'm excited. And we're going to be talking about the good old topic about cannabis and the good stuff, you know? Educate the people, put the people on some games, some new strains, the do's and don'ts. Like, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna talk about it and how it changed our lives. And also wanted to talk about a comedian, a special comedian that's going to be biking across America. A comedian named Seabass. Now, if you guys haven't had the chance to check him out, definitely type in Seabass on, you can type in Seabass comedian or Seabass comedy on Instagram, and you'll find him. He is biking across America, and I'm going to be doing an interview with him, so I'm super blessed with that. And actually, I think on that same day, I'm doing two interviews, believe it or not. Sometimes I do two interviews, and it's in two different locations. And it was just cool because I was actually on Instagram, scrolling through Instagram, checking my feed, and because I use it for business mainly. Occasionally, once in a while, I'll be using it for memes. Gotta have some memes in your life. You have to have some comedy in your life. Can't be living off on some NPC world. You really can't. So as I'm strolling through Instagram and stuff, like I realized the comedian Seabass did a collaboration video with a special person that I want to talk about a little bit about. I've been following this content creator for over a couple of years, actually. He is a blind wrestler. Now, I hope you guys are ready for that. So I did actually reach out to him, and the episode will be coming out in a couple months when he does have the time. And I told him that his special seat will always be open at Around the Loop. And if you guys are curious who that blind wrestler is, I'll put the link in the bio so you guys can check him out. Show some love. One love, actually. If you guys knew who I'm talking about, that phrase, one love, you'll know who it is. And it's just like, it's really neat. It's really neat to be able to reach out to all these people. So, and I really want to thank Walgreens Dispensary, Vista specifically location. And I keep shouting you guys out. I can't help it. But it's the love. You guys put me on, and I, got to show that love. So, thank you for the advice for Instagram. It's a great business tool. It's one of the greatest business tools you can use if you want to, step your game up, you want to grow. Definitely Instagram is a way to go. And also, for the folks that are out there, curious on what I do, what I'm doing as a living, like I'll have an episode out to share with you guys. If you guys are curious how my Temu Roddy is doing, he's currently sleeping right in front of me. I will be taking him to the vet, so we'll do a vet reveal, and moment of truth will come out where he is identified and registered as a Rottweiler, but he is a Temu Roddy. So the gig's up, buddy. Hate to say it, but the gig is up. Shout out to my friends and family out there. I love you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. For all my boys out there, I want to take the time to show some love to you guys. Each and one of you gentlemen, you know who you are when you hear this message. Very proud of each and one of you guys. You guys are each a golden superstar. And I love that I'm part of this journey too with you guys, that I get to be a part of this journey to see you guys grow and you guys get to see me grow. And as a podcaster, it's hard, but I'm making it happen. Let me pause. My brother's calling.